This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest. The Brain Strain. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX.
Why, hello there. Thank you for stopping by WOLX.com. Let's hang out here for a while. Work can wait. Hey, Brain Strain's on demand at WOLX.com. Thanks for playing along with this morning's long-lasting question. Went on for 2 days. Jason Heskins of Portage, he paid attention and he conquered with the answer this morning to the question. Under 2% of people, a small group of people, say they would do this with their lottery winnings if they won the money. Let's listen to 2 days worth of guesses here at WOLX.com. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, your answer to the Brain Strain, under 3% of people say they would do this with their lottery winnings.
Would it be to donate their money to, like, cancer?
Oh, like a charity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a worthy charity.
Jim?
No.
Oh, I love your answer, yes. Though. That's very cool.
Very kind.
Yeah. Have a good day. Be careful out there.
He seems like a nice guy. I bet that's what he'd do with his money.
I bet.
He'd donate it to say. He seems like a cool guy.
And then, you know, part of it to me, too.
another worthy charity.
Yeah, it's true.
Terry and Jim. WLX Brain Strain. Thanks for calling 664-1949. Under 3% of people say they would do this with their lottery winnings.
I said, how about give it to the church?
Donate it to their favorite church. Good guess. This morning, a lot of kind souls on the phone this morning.
Wow, no kidding.
WOLX Brain Strain can be answered 664-1949. Can you answer this question?
I hope so.
What do you think? Under 3% of people would do this with their lottery winnings.
Donate it to a charity.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I like the way you guys think.
It's so small.
That's a great guess. And a nice thought this morning.
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks for a warm...
Aw, thank you.
Thanks for your warm thoughts on a cold, wintry, icy day.
Have a good day.
Oh, you too. Be careful if you're driving.
Absolutely. WOLX Brain Strain, under 3% of people would do this with their lottery winnings.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I think that they would give it to the government.
Give it to the probably unwilling we would give part of it to the government anyway.
Yeah, because would the government come after it? Is that kind of...
guys, they're the first ones to collect.
You got it.
They get their share first, don't they?
Of course.
Right.
How does that work? Do you guys know what you would lose in taxes if you won a big jackpot? How much is it? What's the percentage?
Oh, jeez, Jim.
It's got to be, is it like 30-something percent?
It's 90% probably.
90%!
Or it would feel like 90%.
Way more than 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I probably will never find out.
Gotta be the Brain Strain tomorrow.
Yeah. Good idea. Thanks for the inspiration. Good idea. 94.9 WOLX. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for hanging in there and calling us. What do you think? Under 3% of people say they would do this with their lottery winnings.
I'm going to guess save it all. Let's
put it in savings.
Yes.
For a rainy day. Oh, good guess and a really good thought.
Well, what are you saying, Jimmy?
It's wrong.
Aww.
Well, thank you. All that
you're
build
laughing.
Up. I know, God, I'm so mean. All
I'm
that
glad
build
she's
up.
Laughing.
You're awesome. You're awesome. You have a great day.
You too.
And
thank
I hope
you.
I hope
yeah,
you
careful
win.
Careful out there.
We hope you win the lottery someday soon. WOLX Brain Strain 664-1949. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Nice.
Good. Thank you. What do you think? Under 3% of people say they would do this with their lottery winnings.
I'm going to say donate it all.
To a worthy cause.
Mm-hmm. To a worthy cause.
The Terry and Jim Fund is what we're calling it this morning.
Ah, yeah.
The Terry and Jim...
Retirement fund.
Retirement fund. There you go.
Since there isn't one.
Yes, our 401k.
I'm going to be on the radio when I'm 95. Oh, my God.
Terry and I are on the work till we drop plan.
Yeah, most people are these days.
Yep. You're right.
I know.
You're right.
I know. That's the thing that makes us feel better, at least. Oh, dear.
Well, we hope you win a lottery soon. We really do.
Oh.
Me too.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
WLX Brain Strain, 664-1949. Quite a question we got going this morning.
Oh,
under,
yes.
Under 3% of people say they would do this with their lottery winnings.
Donate it.
Donate it. Yeah, no.
Yep,
actually,
yep.
You know what? I might as well just bring this up. The number was actually higher.
Oh, for donating?
Yeah, a lot of people would actually donate it to a
sense.
Charity. So, yeah,
sure.
The number for charitable cause is higher. So, but thank you, though.
Yep, thanks.
You're so cool. WLX Brain Strain, 664-1949. Under 3% of people say they would do this with their lottery winnings.
Good morning. I think it would be reinvesting into real estate, trying to make more money off of it.
Estate market. No, sir.
Oh, see
right.
that? Oh, and
thanks.
That was a little off the board, too. I was thinking that could be it.
You got a plan, though,
man. I would spend it.
You got a good plan. We hope you win a big old jackpot soon.
Hey, thank you, sir. You guys have a good morning.
Oh, you too.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
WLX Brain Strain, call 664-1949. Correct answer, get you REO Speedwagon, Wisconsin State Fair tickets. Under 3% of people say they would do this with their lottery winnings.
Pay off their debt?
That's what I would do. my first right? stop, you two, off to pay off the debt. No, that's not it. That's a good answer, though. And again, the number for that was higher on that. So thank you, though.
Thank you.
Classic Hits, 94.9 WLX. A great series of guesses here over the last 2 days, Terry. And to the question, under 3% of people would do this if they won the lottery. What would they do with all that money? Some guesses you've had are just impressive.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so a recap here of what we've been hearing from many people. Donate it to charity. But I think, Jim, you keep reminding people the number is much higher.
Yeah, it is a much higher number.
Yeah, than 3%. Okay, so that's good to remember. Also, giving it to church or sharing it with your siblings. You said all of those are much higher numbers. So there you go. We are also getting answers now, Jim, on Facebook. You have to call to be able to win, but some of these answers are pretty great, too. Angela Saunders says, go to Disneyland, LOL. Lori Gilbertson says, not show up to work. Cindy Down says, she's just going to move away. Stay at a current job. This is Bridget Berrigan, I believe, but I would continue normal life like before winning. And maybe she means like I wouldn't tell anybody. many others say investing it, quitting a job. And Sandy Branch, she says I would give it all away. But as we know, again, that's not the right answer. Lots of great guesses, though, everybody. Thanks for sharing on both Facebook, where sadly you cannot win, but also all the phone calls, Jimmy.
Yeah. WOLX, what's your guess to this brain strain? Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. Brain Strain Answer Hotline. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing? Did you figure this one out yet?
Not yet.
It's a small group of people, Joe. Under 3% of people say they would do this if they won the lottery.
Have sex every day.
Have sex every day.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have to work, so you'd
have
to
time.
Find something to do.
Right.
<You'd>
Not the answer we needed just yet, Joe.
Oh, my goodness.
But you go have a good day, man. WLX Brain Strain. We're working on it still.
Uh-huh.
Under 3% of people say they would do this if they won the lottery. What would they do with all that money?
They won't quit their job.
Quit their job. Would you?
No, they won't quit it.
Oh, they won't quit their job.
Quit it. Yeah. See, he's going opposite of the guesses yesterday.
Terry and I are on the fence on that. We've talked about, would we quit our job or would we not?
I'd buy the radio station.
Hey!
Then I could decide. Ha ha! See, thank you, caller. Yeah. You are with me. I like it.
Yes, caller. Yeah. I like the way you both think.
Oh.
WLX. Well, hello there for REO Speedwagon tickets. Do you like REO?
I do.
Yes.
Answer this never-ending brain strain question. Just under 3% of people would do this with their lottery winnings.
They would take the annuity instead of the lump sum?
Instead of the full lump sum.
Oh, look at it. Yeah.
Good guess.
Oh, not it?
Still trying. We continue. We're not giving up on this.
Well, we can't.
No, that's right. We can't. REO Speedwagon tickets yours with your correct answer to the brain strain. Just under 3% of people would do this with their lottery winnings.
How about roll around in the money?
That's the answer. There it is.
Not.
It is. They say...
Jim.
Yes. Isn't that silly? But it's right.
It's very silly.
It's silly, but correct. They would roll around in the money. And we want video if you win and you do that.
Oh, my God. I wonder how many people have actually done that.
Yes, they would roll around in the money.
Oh, my.
That is the
goodness.
Silly, but nonetheless, totally correct answer.
Oh, wow. Who
All
is
right.
this and where are you calling from?
My name is Jason.
And where are you calling from, Jason?
Portage.
Jason?
Was that just a stab in the dark there at that?
Well, I tried to think of what would be the loan percentage, what would be the weirdest thing to do, and that's the only thing I could come up with.
Exactly,
well,
Jason.
You got it. Yeah, that is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Nicely. Good technique, Jason. You thought of like, because that's what we needed. Like, the weirdest, goofiest answer was the one we needed.
And that's what Jim kept saying. It's funny. It's
it was
funny.
Silly,
and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think this is funny anymore. Now that I know the answer, it is really funny.
Because I actually looked it up, Jason. The numbers were much higher. You know, share it with siblings, give it to church, give it to charity.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those were all really high numbers. For that.
Yeah.
But
wow.
Roll around in it if they want.
Oh, wow. Hopefully the money, you know, is new money, so it's clean, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, money is very dirty stuff.
So, Jason, you want to go see REO at the State Fair?
Yeah.
I know. This sounds like it's going to be such a great show. So you're going. You got the tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.